Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Mary Margaret Denholm, our producer of Messages, Healing, and Prophecy, Jane, and my cohort with our spiritual work, Kimberly of Pittsburgh. I welcome you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Before we get started, let me just mention here that if you would like to have some information, a spiritual reading, the difference here is that, say, I say something about maybe your feet hurt. Well, it's not enough to say that your feet hurt. We find out why your feet hurt. We do everything in our power to help you heal that and overcome any obstacles to the healing of that. That is the difference with this show. We are not just for reading and prophecy. We want to know your problems so that we can help you spiritually in healing those problems. It's just not enough to give you just a simple, well, this is what's wrong, and not help you to fix it, to heal it. And I've been doing this for over 30 years, so I really do try and do I can do pretty well. So please give us a call at 845-241-9850. 845-241-9850. You know, we're here every Wednesday live, in case you're listening to a rerun. We're here every Wednesday at 5 o'clock live if you need help with something. Or if you would like to call and arrange for a private session, you can call me, Mary Margaret Denholm, at 513-289-2914. Now, I also do a lot of classes, and I want to put a tarot class together very shortly. So if you're interested in learning tarot, and it's so much fun, then give me a call at 513-289-2914 or email Janie at REV for Reverend, MM for Mary Margaret, Denholm, D-E-N as in Nancy, H-O-L-M as in Mary, at AOL.com. Well, all right, we're going to go to our first caller today.
Yeah, we have Mary from New York calling.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Hi, Mary Margaret.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm doing great. Great. How can we help you today?
Well, I have a question about my finances, and I've been investing in the stock market And, mm-hmm. you know, for a while I was doing very well. And lately I have not been. And mm-hmm. I am currently not able to buy. I can only sell because my mm-hmm. account needs to reach a certain threshold because I was flagged as a day trader, but, you know, like I didn't know the rules.
Right,
and
right.
I was careful. I was like, oh, okay, I don't think that I was actually day trading all that much in recent history.
Uh-huh.
But,
right.
But, you know, like that, okay, your account is below this amount and therefore you can only sell. And the market has been dipping. And so my plan was to just wait it out. And I think that mm-hmm. for the most part, I like 3 weeks for things to turn around.
Right.
Or I can take some of my savings and deposit it into my brokerage account, which I'm reluctant to do, so that at least I can buy certain things that could help turn the situation around.
Now,
your
reluctance now, Mary, is your spirit telling you, no, do not do that. Do not take any money out of savings and buy anything right now. What spirit is saying is this threshold they talk about and so forth. The energy of your stocks right now could do rather well, but it's still going to take, it's not going to take 3 weeks. It's going to take a couple months. So that is where you have to be patient. And then they say at that time, and there may first be a little bit more of a dip before this increase, but whatever is happening, whatever stocks you have, something is going to be revalued. And when it is revalued, it comes in at a higher price. So they're asking, Spirit is just asking you to stay put and be patient now and not to get too eager to change anything right now. Does that
okay.
make sense?
It does. The thing is that, you know, like I have options and some of them
mm-hmm.
expire in mid-April. So
all right.
I have to sell them. I have to sell a few by that point.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are others that don't expire until May or June.
I
have more time with those for things to turn around.
Right.
I'm just concerned about the ones that are expiring.
Give me the first initial of those that are expiring so I can talk to Spirit and see what we have to do here?
Yeah, sure. Thanks. Hang on 1 second. Let me open my account. Okie dokie. So let's see. There's B.
B.
B A C.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the ticker symbol.
Okay,
and
you're gonna probably want to sell that.
Oh really?
Yes, that's what they're saying. What's the second initial?
C.
You don't want to sell that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. O.
O. They're saying, no, you don't want to sell that.
Okay. Oh, there's two with the letter X. There's XHB. And then XRT.
Now the first one you might want to look at selling. The second one you don't want to sell.
Okay.
That's what they're showing you. And I hope that helps you. You know, really think about this. You please use your logic and so forth. I'm just giving you what Spirit is giving me. You know, are you terribly worried about finances?
I'm not terribly worried, but then at the same time, I was making money off of my investments. And
right.
I was making, and so it really concerns me that I'm in the red now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm not the only one because market conditions haven't been good lately.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like I subscribe to services with experts who give you trade alerts. And I recently, and sometimes they're right. You know, that's why I was doing so well for a while. And then, you know, the market conditions changed and, you know, there's been a rotation of money in from one sector to another. And so when that happened, boom, you know, I just learned today that the market tends to take stair steps up, but the elevator down. And
of
So when the elevator came down, I was like, oh, my goodness, it feels like the sky is falling.
I wish you the best.
I wish you the best of luck with this, dear.
I wish you the best of luck. I hope everything works out very well for you. I think it will. I think it will. You know, and what, you know, spirit is guiding us. You know, whatever spirit is saying, I'm sure there's a reason. You know, I'm sure there's a reason why certain ones should be sold and certain ones should stay. And I, like I said, I wish you the best of luck and thank you so much for calling.
Well, thank you.
Bye now, honey.
All right. Take care.
Bye. Thank you, honey.
Bye.
Janie, do we have another caller?
Yes, we do. We have Kay. Kay's on the line next.
Hi, Kay.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Where are you from, honey?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, Atlanta. How lovely. How lovely.
Yes.
How can we help you today?
Thank you. Well, I'm not sure the format, so I just asked two questions, but I'm trying to decide which one I want to ask, which one's more important.
We have time for both. We have time for both.
Oh, okay, great. Mm-hmm. Well, the first is about my career.
Mm-hmm.
The position I'm in, there's actually no growth where I am,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
I've done just about all that I can do in my role.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just thinking it is time to move. I feel that it is. I recently today I applied for two different positions outside of my agency for another company. And I'm just wondering if I'm going in the right direction.
Yes, Spirit thinks you're going in the right direction. It is time to look now. I don't see anything really coming in for a couple months. Or that may be your start date. You're in a couple months, but.
Oh, wow.
yeah.
Okay.
It you know, you're, hold on a minute. Yeah. You're overqualified for one of the things that you've looked at. And the other, may be close to a perfect fit. So be patient.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
I don't think you're going to have to look much further.
That's great.
You know,
that's interesting because it's with the company that's one of my clients, and they have
mm-hmm.
been desperately trying to convince me to come over anyway.
Oh,
so,
that's why. That's good. That's very good,
yeah,
Kay.
So.
That's very good.
Okay,
that's in the bag, they
good.
Say. That's in the bag. What was your other question?
Well, that's good. The other question is regarding my relationship with my partner. My girlfriend, we had a big argument last week, and things have been very strained. And I'm
mm-hmm.
just wondering, when can we get back on track?
I'm afraid it's still going to be about 3 weeks.
Ooh,
and I don't know what exactly happened, but she is extremely hurt about something.
I was not nice. I said some things that weren't so nice.
Well, you're always the hothead. She's the softer one.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
And so.
Yes.
You have apologized.
I tend to wait. Oh yes. I tend to wait on things before I say anything instead of just speaking right up. And when I do say something, it just kind of blew up, just way beyond
okay.
Should have been.
Let's have a talk about this.
Okay.
And I'm going to get some input from Kimberly in a minute, but we have to talk about this. There are reasons these things happen.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We have a clearing prayer that we do here because you've had trauma. Your girlfriend has
yes.
had trauma. And I'm going to want you to contact Janie at my email and ask for the clearing prayer. When
okay.
you have trauma, no, honey, when you have trauma, that electromagnetic field, which is the protection from God, that electromagnetic field can be fractured or even shattered. And then you have all kinds of things that come in and out. So at one moment, you can be really happy. In the next moment, you can be really angry. And that is why you
yes.
blew up at her.
You were
under something else, some other control.
Yes.
Now, these things are called
yes.
entities. And entities are formed from, you know, anger, sorrow, heartache, any of those
yes.
things. Okay, but these entities can progress, too, and they can try to control you. Now, you have several. Now, what I'm going to do is I'd like to do the clearing prayer with you. And then I want you to contact Janie and get the clearing prayer and do it with your partner. Tell
okay.
her you're sorry.
Okay.
You did not know that you had such negative energies with you. And
yes.
just say that. Ask her to say this with her, you. And this will be a new beginning for both of you.
Okay.
Now I have to ask,
certainly.
When you pray or when you meditate, who do you connect with
yes.
in prayer? You say God or Jesus, higher self, infinite intelligence?
God. Jesus.
God. Okay.
Yes.
And so we're going to do this prayer, and what it's going to do, it's going to release these entities and energies. It's going to heal your electromagnetic field, your emotional bodies, your mental bodies. And then it's going to,
okay.
you're going to align to your higher self. Now,
okay.
with this, you know, in if your girlfriend has any questions, she can call me. Okay.
Okay.
But you were out of control, and you were out
yes.
of control because these entities don't want you to be happy. These entities want you to be angry. Okay.
Wow.
Now.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, there's a show on. There's a show here on Blog Talk called The Matrix of Illusion. You need to listen to that show.
The Matrix
okay.
of Illusion?
Matrix of Illusion. Yes. You know when
okay.
you know how we talked about the veil?
Yes.
That veil is a huge chessboard where these entities play with us. Encouraging us to be angry or sorrowful or whatever, trying to ruin our day. They don't want us to be happy. We've got to take you off that chessboard, that game board. And you can do
okay.
that if you listen to the show.
Yes.
And
okay.
then if you, now, do you have pen and paper?
I do, yes.
Okay, my email is REV as in victory for Reverend.
Okay.
M for Mary Margaret Denholm.
Okay.
D is in David. E N is in Nancy. H O L M is in Mary. @AOL.com.
Okay.
And I want you to request the clearing prayer and the Matrix of Illusion.
Okay.
But I want you to do it with me on the show, on that rerun of the show.
Okay.
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 And then
okay.
If you and your partner ever want to do a tarot class, a healing class, prosperity class, or any kind of private session, the number is 513-289-2914. Okay.
2914. Okay.
Right. I want you to take a deep breath. You're going to feel a lot lighter after this. And then we're going to talk to Kimberly for a little bit, see if she has some insights.
Okay.
I need you to say this out loud. Your prayer should always be said out loud. By the power and the authority of God and Jesus.
By the power and authority of God and Jesus.
And all that I am.
And all that I am.
I now command.
I now command
and give full permission all entities and energies touching or using them.
All entities and energies
interfering, touching or using me in any way.
Touching or using me in any way.
Leave now, never to return.
Leave now and never to return.
My energy is sovereign.
My energy is sovereign.
That's it, honey. Put your hand on your heart now. I've got my hand on your heart. All energies of these things be released, removed, and neutralized. Take a deep breath. All negative energies. And negative emotions. Be gently released now. I am a child of the light. And fill all spaces with the light. The light of the divine. Take a deep breath. Surround and support my electromagnetic field. My emotional and mental body. And all that I am. With a grid of golden human energy. Heal me. Repair all fractures. Let it go, honey. It's okay. Let it go. And heal and strengthen me now, Lord.
And strengthen me now, Lord.
Align all that I am. To the highest spiritual vibration. As I gently align to the perfection of my higher self. Bless me now, Lord. So be it done now.
Thank you.
That's it, honey. Just let it go. Let it go, sweetie. That's it. Take a deep breath. Now, your electromagnetic field automatically goes to 100%. And if your electromagnetic field is fractured, so were your emotional and mental bodies. That's why we included those. That's 100% now. So nothing can get in.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, you're going to request this prayer and try to explain it to your girlfriend. If not, call me and I will help you. talk to her,
okay,
or even do the clearing prayer with her. Excuse me.
Okay.
But in many ways, honey, that temper of yours has been caused by especially one of these entities. How do you feel now?
Okay.
How do you feel?
Better.
Lighter?
The knots in my stomach. Yeah, the knots in my stomach seem to be gone.
That's good. Did you have those often?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, you don't need that. And then you'll get the clearing prayer, and you can say it as often as you feel you need to. The matrix of illusion,
yes,
same thing. Once maybe you're, if you lose your temper, then they can drag you back into that,
yes,
into that veil. So that way you'll have the matrix of illusion. You've got to unlearn this temper, okay?
Yes.
There is a patterning,
yes,
of that there. And,
yes,
and you know, we'll see what we can do with that.
Okay.
But the energy that you are is pure, it's protected, and you are aligned to the highest possible frequency.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's see what Kimberly, my friend Kimberly's always with me here. Kimberly, do you have anything for Kay?
Hi. Yes, Kay. How are you?
I'm feeling a little better now.
Okay, Kay, I just want to tell you a few things that I got. I know you're just, you know, breathing and feeling much better now, but I got that you're going to get a new position in the month of August, and it's south from where you live, if that helps. And the letter Q comes in. That doesn't mean that the company name starts with Q. There could be a highway or the street name. But pay attention to that letter Q associated with this new job. And as far as the relationship, I get that your girlfriend is also discovering certain things about herself other than the argument that the two of you had that she's dealing with, and that she's going through discovery is what Divine Spirit is telling me. Also, Divine Spirit told me that maybe there's an apology for a brother that is needed also. Do you understand this?
I do. Yes.
Okay. That they really highlighted the brother, you know, to me. So I wanted to tell you that. Best of luck, and you're going to feel much better. Trust me. Angels be with you today. Good luck.
So do I apologize to him, or is it he's apologizing? The reason I ask is her brother lives here, and I get along with him, but he's a little bit difficult at times.
I thought that you're to initiate it. That's what Divine Spirit told me. You know, be in your love and light and your heart centered the way you're feeling right now in this moment, and this love and light from your heart. Everybody has issues. Stay kind.
Yes.
Even if the other person wants to get combative, don't go there. Just stay in your love and
yes.
light. You can do it. I know you
yes.
can.
Yes.
I know you can.
And especially
yes.
now. Don't you think, Kimberly, after
yes.
the clearing prayer, she can really accomplish
yes.
a
exactly.
lot through just
yes.
light
uh-huh.
and love.
Wonderful.
You know.
Wonderful.
And
thank
I want to tell
you
this,
so
too.
Much.
Thank you, Kimberly. Thank you, Kimberly. Great job.
Okay.
I want to tell you this, too, Kay. There's we have church. We have Divinity Spiritual Church, which is extremely spiritual and extremely metaphysical. We're going to be bringing it to Blog Talk in about a year or so. So if you don't mind, we're going to send you an email when that's going to happen. And that way
yes,
you can listen
please.
To Blog Talk, too. Okay? And we're not denominational.
Email
but
now.
We're going to – it's Christ-based, but we're spiritual and metaphysical. I channel Jesus and Mary Magdalene and Prime Creator and that type thing. So we get a lot of great information. So we will let you know on that, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much. This has been such
it's
a blessing.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
It's really been a pleasure, honey. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good luck. Good luck.
Thank you.
Janie, do we have another caller, please?
Yes, we do, actually. This is Nathaniel calling back in. He's from California.
Okay.
He called in the week that you weren't here.
Oh, I see. I see. Hi, Nathaniel.
Yes.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. How can we help you today?
Well, I wanted to see if I could get some prosperity healing.
Prosperity? I love it. I love it deeply. All right. Let's first do this. You've had a lot of trauma, correct?
Yes.
Now, because of that trauma, your electromagnetic field is down to like 3%. And it's supposed to be 100. And in order to really attract prosperity, we got to first do the clearing prayer. And you too, I'd like you to go to the show that says Matrix of Illusion. And I want you to do that prayer because we've just got to get you away from a lot of this negativity. How does that sound?
It's wonderful.
Great. And let me check with Janie. Janie, do you have the prosperity prayer? Janie?
Hello? Hello?
Hold on a moment.
Yes, hi. I'm sorry. I was on talking to the next caller. Did you ask
something? Oh, I'm sorry.
I couldn't hear you. That's okay.
Yes. Do you have the prosperity prayer?
I do.
Okay. Nathaniel, we're going to do a quick clearing, and then Janie's going to say the prosperity prayer, and I'm going to say it with you. How about that?
Let's do it.
All right. The other thing is my email is REV. Do you have pen and paper, I should ask?
You know, I don't have a pen and paper on me. No, I just have my phone.
Okay,
right here,
after
so
we hang up, we'll be announcing this. But I want you to get the clearing prayer, the Matrix of Illusion, and the prosperity prayer. Okay?
I could text it in. Otherwise, I don't know where to do it later. If I save it for later, I don't know if I'll be able to line it up.
All right.
You know,
can you get a pen and paper really quickly?
I'm going to just type it in on a text.
Oh, okay. REV for Reverend. MM for Mary Margaret.
If I text it to myself, so, you know, I have to figure out what to do here because people are going to get the text and wonder what's going on here. So,
okay, tell me when you're ready, dear. Yes?
Yeah.
I could do this when you're finished. When you want the next caller, I can help him and I can get his info or give your info.
Okay, great, great. We'll put you on hold after.
I got it now. I'm just doing it to the bank. They won't know what's going on, but they won't care.
All right. REV for Reverend. MM.
REV.
MM for Mary Margaret. No, no space. No space.
Okay.
MM. For Mary Margaret Den Home. D as in David.
Jen?
Den.
You say J E?
No, D as in David.
D E.
N as in Nancy.
D E N.
H O L M as in Mary.
H O L M.
At AOL.com. And you want the clearing prayer?
Okay.
Just
clearing.
Say clearing, matrix.
Clearing prayer. Matrix.
And prosperity. And I would say them every day for at least 3 weeks. If you're looking to bring the prosperity in. But you have to claim your energy as being sovereign.
That's okay. Clearing prayers, matrix, and what? In healing?
Prosperity. We have an incredible prosperity prayer that was given to me by Divine Spirit.
Okay.
All right, you ready? We're going to do the clearing prayer.
Okay.
All right. Now you have some things that are interfering. So that's why we have to do the clearing prayer. You have about 10 things that are interfering, taking your energy, and this prayer is going to release it. It's going to heal your fields in your bodies, and it's going to align you to a higher frequency of your higher self. Is that okay?
Yeah.
When you pray or when you meditate, who do you connect with in prayer, or who do you connect with in meditation? Higher self, God, Jesus, infinite intelligence, all that I am?
Jesus.
Say?
Jesus.
I'm sorry. Jesus. Okay.
Jesus.
Say these prayers out loud. Okay, so for the clearing prayer, repeat after me now. By the power and the authority of Jesus.
By the power and authority of Jesus.
And please put your hand on your heart. And all that I am.
And all that I am.
I now command.
I now command.
And give full permission.
And give full permission.
All entities and energies interfering.
All entities and energies interfering.
Touching me in any way.
Touching me in any way.
On any level of my being.
Find any level of my being.
Leave now.
Leave now.
Never to return.
Never to return.
All energies of these be evicted, released, and neutralized.
All energies to be lifted, energized.
To be released, removed, and
released,
neutralized.
Removed, and neutralized.
And neutralized. Very good. All negative energies.
All negative energy.
And negative emotions.
And negative emotions.
Gently leave now.
Gently leave now.
I am a child of the light.
I am a child of the light.
Fill all spaces with divine love and divine healing light.
What was that again?
Fill all these spaces.
Fill all these spaces
with divine love and divine healing light.
With divine love and divine healing light.
Take a little breath there, dear. Surround and support my fields and bodies.
Surround and support my feeling body.
My fields and bodies.
My fields and bodies.
And body. With a grid of golden healing crystalline.
With a grid of golden crystal.
Crystalline.
Crystalline.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Repair all fractures.
Repair all fractures.
And strengthen me now.
And strengthen me now.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
To the highest spiritual frequency.
To the highest spiritual frequency.
As I gently align.
As I gently align
to the cosmic template of my higher self.
to the cosmic template of my higher self.
So be it. So be it done. So be it done now.
So be it done. So be it done. So be it done now.
Take 3 deep breaths. And what you have done is changed your law. The Creator has given you the power to shape your life and not to carry these other things with you, but to allow your energy to be sovereign. How does that feel now, Nathaniel?
Different, hopefully different, good.
Take another deep breath. All right, part of the problem with this is you need to be grounded, and you're not. So when you request the prayers, you have to request the grounding prayer, okay? Now, we're going to do the prosperity prayer, and you'll get a copy of this. Take a deep breath. Janie, whenever you're ready.
Okay, by the power of your
Nathaniel? Janie's going to say it, and I'm going to say it with you.
Okay.
All right, honey?
All right.
Or just listen to Janie. It's probably less confusing if you just say it after Janie.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jane.
Okay, ready? Okay. By the power and authority of Jesus.
By the power and authority of Jesus.
I now command and give full permission.
I command and now give full permission.
For all blockages.
For all blockages.
Obstacles.
Obstacles.
And all energies that may interfere.
And all energies that may interfere.
With my creating.
With my creating.
Accepting.
Accepting.
In the allowing of my birthright.
In the allowing of my birthright.
Of prosperity.
Of prosperity.
And the abundance of all good things.
And the abundance of all good things.
Be now gently changed.
Be now gently changed.
To the energy of prosperity.
To the energy of prosperity.
And spiritual abundance.
And spiritual abundance.
For gently be lifted, released.
To be gently lifted and released.
And removed.
And removed.
Within all these spaces.
Within all these spaces.
Place the energy of divine love.
Place the energy of divine love.
And divine healing light.
And divine healing light.
I initiate and activate these energies.
I initiate and activate these energies.
Of great prosperity and spiritual abundance.
Of great prosperity and spiritual abundance.
I have all that I need.
I have all that I need.
And all that I desire.
And all that I desire.
I so deserve the highest and the best.
I so deserve the highest gifts.
Because I am the highest and the best.
Because I am the highest and the best.
I attract the highest frequency.
I attract the highest frequency
of wealth, security,
of wealth and security,
love and happiness,
love and happiness,
excellent health,
excellent health,
vitality and time,
by vitality and time.
These are my birthrights given to me by the Creator.
These are my birthrights given to me by the Creator.
And I claim them.
and I claim them.
All are aligned to my higher self.
Are aligned to my higher self.
And my most sacred destiny.
And my most sacred destiny.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
Okay, now take three deep breaths.
Very good. Now, Nathaniel, the first breath tells every cell in your body that something's happening and to pay attention. The second breath actually starts releasing these negative energies and so forth. Hey, stop it. I'm so sorry. Hold on, please. Get away. Come on, stop it. The third breath actually seals this new law where you're saying, my energy's sovereign. I'm not gonna put up with this interference.
Did you want me to repeat that?
No. I just that okay. Then that will be on the prayer sheet.
Oh.
Now, and for anyone else that might be listening, if you would like a copy of the prosperity prayer, or the clearing prayer, and I would say, do what I asked Nathaniel to do, the clearing prayer with us, do the Matrix of Illusion, and do the Prosperity Prayer. Look for the Matrix of Illusion on one of the shows. It's titled that. The Prosperity Prayer, this show will be titled Prosperity, so that you can come back and listen to it. Even Nathaniel, if you want to listen to it and do it again that way, while you're waiting for the prayers, you could do that. But how do you feel, Nathaniel?
Different. I'm still kind of tired today, but I feel a little lighter, you know. And
of course, yeah, that's what everyone says.
I kind of
you don't have
that.
Anything interfering now.
I felt like a little shock or something leaving me when I ended, so I don't know what that was.
Well, that could have been one of the entities, honey, because you've had that one since you were 3 years old. That's what Spirit is telling me.
Yeah.
So it's gone. No, they're all gone. They're all gone. Your electromagnetic field is 100%. They're all gone.
Wow.
And as long as you don't have trauma. Now, if you have trauma, Nathaniel, that electromagnetic field can fracture. That's why I want you to have the clearing prayer. You go through any kind of trauma, you do that clearing prayer right away. Okay?
I've had a lot of trauma with my...
I know.
Over my, and he's shocked my toes. He's electrocuted my toes, and I'm up with him and stuff. And he's married this other wife. It's kind of a arrangement, really, not a marriage, but she's from out of the country, and they both get very angry, you know. And I was living with them, and they were yelling at me, and they were telling me I was worthless. And my brother said he was never wished that he was my brother, and. They said, no bother. They called me the N-word and all kinds of stuff, you know. So, and then,
keep that out of your head now. No, really, Nathaniel.
Yeah,
listen. Keep that out of your head because we're trying to attract prosperity.
Yeah.
We want,
right.
And believe me,
if I start wrestling with it, yeah, it's going to be bad. Just not
right.
About
if you start
all.
Wrestling with it, I want you to say the clearing prayer. Because it could be that's releasing. It could be only that's releasing, Nathaniel.
Yeah.
You're in charge of this now. You can do this. And you can change your life.
Uh-huh.
I've seen it too many times. Okay?
Well, I'll be emailing you out on that prosperity prayer, and hopefully I can get that soon.
I want you to pay attention. Positive now.
Yeah.
And for anybody else out there listening, you got to be positive. The negativity, you know, if you got to wake up in the morning and say, this is a magnificent day. this is going to be the greatest day of my life. Mm-hmm. And attract the highest and best. And you have to know that you're worth it. So even if you've grown up in a family where you weren't appreciated, it doesn't make any difference. You are God's child. You are a child of divine light. You have the power within you to change your life. And I know you can do it. Okay, dear?
Okay, well, call me on that collagen if you want that elixir or whatever, if I talk to you before I left.
Well, you just email us, and we'll get those prayers to you and keep listening. And thank you so
okay.
much for listening. I wanted to tell you, too, I am the director of a church, and that church is going to be on Blog Talk probably in about 4 or 5 weeks. The name of that is Divinity Spiritual. So we may be sending you an email from Rev. M.M. Denholm announcing when that will be on Blog Talk. Okay, so I just wanted to let you know if that's something you might want to do, you know, especially if you know, we have a healing circle. And I channel Jesus and Mary Magdalene and Mother Mary and Prime Creator. And it's really, we get such great information. We'd love to have you, you know. So we will let you know on
okay.
that. And thank you so much for calling the show.
Okay, then I'll try to email you right away. I hope that everything works.
Thank you so much.
Okay, now. Bye.
Bye now. All right, Janie?
We do. We have Karen calling from New York again. She called a couple
Hi,
weeks
Karen.
Ago. Okay.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
How you doing?
Oh, really? Hi. I'm hanging in, I suppose.
How can we help
well,
you today?
Okay, I have a million things to talk about, but I wonder if you pick up anything about my legs.
Your legs.
Yeah, I've been having an issue with, mostly with my left leg from like the knee
mm-hmm.
down. Different kinds of pains when I've been walking, and I'm a walker. I never had this and just till like a few weeks ago.
Is there a woman
or,
in your life? Is there a woman in your life that's interfering?
A woman?
Yeah.
Is
there any reason why you feel stuck? Or you feel that you can't move forward?
Oh, a million reasons.
Okay, that is the emotion that's
but
caught in that
nothing
leg.
Nothing new. That's old stuff. It's I'm in a very, very bad situation. I think
mm-hmm.
this is the worst time of my life for me, and I,
mm-hmm.
despite all my work on my spiritual path and trying to heal myself, blah, 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 I really don't know what's ahead for me. I don't know how. Talk about prosperity. I have no idea how to get money.
All right. Well, I want you to email Janie at my email and get that prosperity prayer and the clearing prayer. And the way it sounds, you need the matrix of illusion.
I haven't had a formal job in a long time. And the career
mm-hmm.
I was pursuing never panned out, and I had to kind of stop it when I was a caregiver for many years for my grandmother. And so I worked, you know, part-time then when I could. So anyway, I did not get enough money in my till, shall we say.
Right.
And, like, I really, like, okay, now what do I do? It's not like go back to your mm-hmm. career or this or that or start a business. And I'm just, I have no clue how I can, you know, I'm trying to be positive. I do a lot of things for healing money situation and blah,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah.
Okay. Well, we're a little short on time, but I'm going to give you all I've got. And Kimberly, if you have anything for Karen, we'll switch to you in a moment. Karen.
Oh, can I ask
there's
you,
something
so do you
coming
think
in May.
What's going on with my legs is
in
an
May.
Energy?
There's something coming in May, some kind of job, and I think it's full-time. But we've got to get rid of that pain in your legs, okay? And you've got to get the prosperity prayer because you feel so... Spirit's bringing the word useless in. And that's not the case. You get the prosperity prayer. You have a full-time job coming in May, something that you're going to enjoy. There's lots of people around, and you feel fulfilled. You're helping others, and it's amazing. But we got to clear out that emotion in your legs, that feeling of being stuck. You ready?
Yes. Thank you.
Here we go, dear. By the power and the authority of all that I am.
By the power and authority of all that I am.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
All negative energies in my legs.
All negative energies in my legs.
Or anywhere else in my body.
Or anywhere else in my body.
Leave now.
Leave now.
I am not stuck.
I am not stuck.
My spirit is strong and free.
My spirit is strong and free.
I move forward easily.
I move forward easily.
And I attract prosperity and success.
And I attract prosperity and success.
Spirit is with me.
Spirit is with me.
Giving me great strength.
Giving me great strength.
At all times.
At all times.
So be it done, so be it done now.
So be it done, so be it done now.
All right, let me know how it goes. I have to go now.
Okay.
Let me
Thank
know.
You.
Remember, you're looking at May, you're looking at a full-time employment, and something you're going to love, something you're going to be there
Any
a decade.
Idea what type of work or what field or anything
no,
at all?
No, that's not, honey, I want you to call in next week, and then we'll get more information, okay?
Okay, very good.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. All right, Janie?
Yes.
Is there one more there?
Yeah, I'm going to try. I couldn't connect, but I'm going to try to get the person on right now. And you have 2 minutes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yep. Hello. Is anyone there? I can't hear you. I'm not sure around Mary Margaret.
I don't hear anything.
Just a bad connection. Yeah,
okay.
I tried.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I wouldn't have rushed Karen so much if I would have known, but there was no way to know. All right, everybody. I just want to thank everybody, all of you calling in the show, supporting our work here. And just to let you know, Divinity Spiritual, our church, it's Christ-based, but we are unique. We are spiritual. We are metaphysical. I can channel Jesus when he comes in, or Mary Magdalene, any number of things. And we get some terrific information. We have a healing circle, and we've had many, many miracles. So if there's something there that might interest you, we will send you an email. Let us know. Send us an email, and then we will let you know when Divinity Spiritual is coming to Blog Talk. Thank you. Thank you for all.
If you'd like a private session with Reverend Mary Margaret, call her at 513-289-2914. If you'd like a copy of the clearing prayer, email her at revmmdenholm@aol.com. That's Rev, R-E-V, as in Reverend, M-M, Mary Margaret, Denholm, D-E-N, as in Nancy, H-O-L-M, as in Mary, at AOL.com. If you'd like a private...
You are seen, you are heard, you are loved for who you are. You are enough, you are complete, you are loved. You are seen, you are heard, you are loved for.